Doctorsbox.com.
Said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Ray. Hi, Ray. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How can I help?
Well, I was diagnosed a year and a half ago with granuloma annulare.
Okay.
And I asked him two things. I went to a dermatologist, and I said, will it break out on my face? He said, no. And is it contagious? No. But and I didn't go any with a steroid treatment or anything like that or any creams. And he said maybe by the second year it would be gone. But it seems to be increasing on my legs and my abdomen and my knees, thighs, and I just wondered, is there anything I can do nutritionally to help this?
And so your doctor hasn't really offered anything to you at this point. Steroids, or what have they done typically?
Just medication. I don't want to take steroids to do cortisone or anything of the creams or anything, because I'm a natural redhead and I'm highly sensitive to things. I do take vitamins and natural supplements and stuff, but I just wondered, is there anything? They don't know why we get it.
There's a couple things that you can do. I mean, from a natural perspective, when you're dealing with that, one is the reason they go after the steroids is they're doing everything they can to lower inflammation, okay, in the body. And so one of the best things you can do to cut down inflammation are basically the foods that you eat every single day. Because the foods that you eat basically are doing one of two things. They're either going to raise inflammation or they're going to lower it. There's really no middle ground at all. And so in my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about this. I have what's called the anti-inflammatory diet in there. And it's got a whole list of things that will bring health to your body. It's got a lot of foods that will literally raise inflammation and, as I say, will take health out of your body. So it comes down to what you really want. It comes down to making the right choices. And I think that's where it starts. And even though with this condition, it can be challenging and they say give it time and that sort of thing. I mean, again, if you're eating the wrong foods and you're eating inflammatory foods, processed foods, on a regular basis, over and over again, and you have a condition like this, you're definitely like giving your body the environment to win. You're giving your body the environment really to be challenged all the way around. So that might be one of your best bets to start out with. And you might want to do some research on that to see what would be the best foods for you. I think what we have as far as the diet goes is a great place to start, just because it is it provides a big full list of the foods that will lower inflammation. That's one thing. Now, is that going to correct it? Is that going to fix it? As we say in the South, that's tough to say. But definitely that's a better direction than eating foods that will bring inflammation to the body. And that can only, from a physiological perspective, in my brain, make things worse. Okay? So, the other piece is breaking down excess proteins in the body. We do know that if you don't break your proteins down well, and a lot of people don't, but if you don't break your proteins down well, then of course it's going to have a hard time with this kind of condition. Proteolytic enzymes are enzymes that you ingest about an hour after a meal. And what they do is they go out and they find the excess foods and proteins that have not been broken down well, and they attempt to break them down at that time. So just a couple of things to think about in your condition that can be very helpful. But don't forget, whatever you do, you want to make the gut healthy. Mary Ellen, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Hi.
Hi there. What's going on? How can I help?
Am I on the radio?
You sure are. Everybody can hear you. Can you believe it?
I didn't think I was going to be on the radio, but I started getting allergies about maybe 4 weeks ago, and I noticed that I had been eating a lot of carbs and a lot of, you know, just junk food. And about 3 days ago, I decided to change my diet, and my sinus drainage is getting better, but because I did a research on the foods, and it said that I needed to eat vegetables and fruits in order to get rid of the, you know, the allergies. And
right.
So that's what I started doing. But my legs started getting swelled. They had been swelling off and on, but not as bad as, you know, as I would think, because it goes, the swelling goes away in the nighttime when I go to sleep.
Sure.
But, and I'm taking omega-3 right now.
You're taking the gel caps or the oil?
The gel caps.
Yeah, the oil is a much better version.
Oil. It's fish oil.
Yeah, but is it made in a gel cap or are you taking the oil itself?
It's in a gel cap.
Okay, the gel caps don't absorb as well as the oil, and it takes about 14 gel caps to equal one tablespoon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. So are you concerned that about the swelling or about the allergies or about all of it and what to do?
But about all of it, I think that when I started taking my fish oil, I felt a lot better and everything, and I didn't have any swelling or even back pain or anything, or joint problems or anything like that. But when I noticed that I had been eating like a taco salad, I had a meal with the church, and we had a taco salad, and I ate a bunch, and then the next day, I had...
Mary Ellen, how's your diet overall? Do you eat healthy? Are you overweight?
I think I gained... I was taking my vitamins, and I gained 8 pounds. So I quit my vitamins because, you know, I said, hey, that's too much within 2 weeks.
Well, the vitamins are not going to make you gain weight. If anything, it would be the food or... Do you have a thyroid condition? Are you taking medicine at all?
No, I had been about 3 years ago. I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and then I had pneumonia, and that caused my heart, you know, congestive heart failure.
Sure.
And I was on medication for 3 years, and then I decided, hey, these medicines are just my blood pressure and for my blood pressure and potassium with the water pill. So I decided to take the fish oil because it said that it does everything that the pills were doing.
So, now your doctor told you to do that, or you made that decision?
No, I just decided to because the doctor was not giving me any more refills on my medication.
And did you tell them about your leg swelling in this process?
No, I didn't. I hadn't started getting my leg swelled until about 3 days ago.
And you haven't gone to see them for that?
No.
Yeah, I would, because I know it seems coincidental, but a lot of times swelling in the legs is a pretty big indicator of issues with the heart and with the kidneys. So the first thing you want to do before you even think about anything natural is get that checked out. Then, once you get that checked out, if you want to give me a call from that point, let me know, and we can kind of go over some options, okay? Thank you. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Lines are open.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Jake, you're with us next on the show. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Hey, good to talk with you, man. What's up?
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to compliment you guys while I was on hold. You guys were playing the Back to the Future theme song. Kind of made me smile a little bit. Yeah, that's good stuff. Anyway, I have a question about weight, and I guess I'll just tell you a little bit about my profile first, and then you can maybe give me some help. So I'm 26 years old. I am 6'2", and I weigh 145 pounds.
Okay.
And mainly the question is, I've noticed, and I'm probably sort of exaggerating this a lot, but I've noticed small amounts of belly fat starting to form, and it's probably very minimal, but I noticed it either way, so it's something that came out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious as to, because I'm fairly active, but what would sort of, I mean, I'm very lean, obviously, at 145 and 6'2". However, that's building up a little bit. And so I'm just sort of curious what sort of things you can do to sort of disperse that or spread it around so it's not all right there. if that makes any sense. And
that
like I said, it's very minimal, but, you know, I notice it. That's something that I tend to see in my family with older members, and they accumulate these stomachs over time.
Yeah.
And it's something that I'm very conscious of, and so I'm trying to sort of get ahead of the game so when I get older, then that won't be something that's such an issue.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Well, the little belly forms as a result of a hormone called cortisol and estrogen, okay? When's the last time you had some blood work done to check your hormones?
Okay.
When's the last time you had that done?
Years. It's been years.
Okay.
I haven't actually had a blood check. I mean, let me think. It was a check for hepatitis because my father had it, and we just wanted to check to see if there was anything noticeable in it. That was a few years back, but that was the last time that I had any kind of blood drawn.
Yeah, I would just go and have it done, and even though you're young, I would still say, hey, I just want to check my hormones out, and you just ask the doctor. They'll usually check it. You want to check your estrogens. Many times, even if you're lean and thin, you can have high estrogen content as a male, and it'll drive your testosterone down. And what it'll do is it'll cause you to gain belly fat kind of around that spare tire area. And that's what you obviously don't want to do. It's not about disbursement. It's about getting your hormone profile to be balanced, and it's about making sure that testosterone levels are where they need to be, growth hormone levels are where they need to be, all in healthy ranges. And that plays a big role. Now, your diet plays a big key, too. Do you eat a lot, not enough? Eat junk food, eat health food? Give me a little rundown on that.
I'm sorry?
Give me a rundown on the type of food you eat. Do you eat junk food? Do you eat healthy food? What type of food do you eat?
I'm very food conscious, if you will. Like I said, I'm a pescatarian, so it's just primarily fish, and then I still eat cheese and egg. As far as junk food goes, I have like one of those little 99-cent bag of chips maybe once a month. Like, it's very rare. I try to stay very, very conscious over what I'm eating.
You exercise quite a bit?
Yeah, I do. I ride a bike about 4 or 5 times a week, and I'll go anywhere from 5 to 15 miles just around downtown, you know, just doing stuff like that. It's a track bike, so it's not really – I mean, I don't post at all.
Yeah, I got it. That's good. The other thing I would recommend, too, if you're as lean as you are and with your height and as you're getting older, I mean, I know you're still young, but, it, you know, if you're wanting prevention, right, you want to come up with a game plan for the future.
Right.
Then I would look at doing maybe weights, some type of weight workout for about 30 minutes, 3 days a week. And here's why.
Okay.
You want to start focusing on something simple like that, because as you build lean muscle tissue and you stimulate lean muscle tissue, it stimulates all your male hormones. So it raises testosterone, it raises growth hormone, it lowers estrogen, it makes everything better, so it enhances the good hormones and pushes down the bad hormones. So it really is a win-win for your body. And that's a habit that may not be as important in your 20s, but it is extremely important in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. So getting into that habit now is only going to serve you well and serve you better for later on, so that you develop some good habits that will carry you for lean muscle tissue, for balancing your hormones. And the more your hormones are balanced and the more lean muscle tissue you have, and the better you eat, all that's combined, the less body fat you're going to carry, the more in shape you're going to be, and the less you're going to end up like the guys in your family that's got the little basketball. They're skinny and they've got a little basketball and they're coming out of their stomach. So you don't want that. So it's coming up with a game plan like that. But it comes down to hormones. Comes down to the foods that you eat. So if you're eating fish and eggs and that sort of thing, that is a great way to go. Just make sure you're getting plenty of protein, whether it's from whey protein drinks that are organic and hormone-free, that kind of thing. Yogurt, you know, I don't know if you're doing that as well. But, yeah, I mean, it's important to get the proteins up, keep the carbohydrates moderate, keep the fat moderate, but the good healthy fats. And that'll play a huge role in that. But blood work is the key because it gives you the numbers and it lets you know where you are. So you don't ever just wonder, like, well, I wonder, you know, how my body's responding, or I wonder what my numbers are. You don't have to wonder. It takes all that out. And calories are going to be big for you. Putting on some more muscle would be important because, again, that lean muscle is going to keep the body fat trimmed. And healthy fats are going to be a big component of keeping the testosterone up. Healthy fats, I would say, at least 30% of your diet, which is a lot of what the research is saying now. So, I mean, again, that's a great question, by the way. Now, adrenal fatigue can cause the little pudge to be there, too, and it can cause cortisol levels to be elevated. So if cortisol is elevated, which is a hormone from the adrenal glands, it's going to cause you to store more body fat around the midsection, no matter what. So ways to shut down cortisol, get to bed before midnight. And another thing that's really important, green tea is very good at shutting down cortisol levels. Don't exercise in the evening. Exercise in the morning, better way to go. And also avoid processed foods, which you are. I mean, like you said, your bag of chips once a month is not going to raise cortisol. But avoid coffee at all costs. Coffee, the coffee bean will raise cortisol levels. One cup of coffee will raise cortisol up to 7 hours. And so that really does work against you as far as that goes. So a couple little tips that will help. Keep me posted on how things go. All right, 888-283-7272. Be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Ha ha. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, smoke, they say, some people have a hard time quitting than others, and you hear that all the time. Whether you're taking the patch or the gum, or you're doing the electronic cigarette or whatever, but some people really do have a tougher time than others. Well, they're saying that now a new study which appears in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences also helps foster the development of more effective quitting strategies for certain smokers. Researchers use PET scans to capture images of the number of mu opioid receptors in the brains of smokers. Now, smokers with greater numbers of these receptors seem to derive more pleasure from the nicotine. As a result, they may have a harder time quitting. The brain's opioid system plays a role in smoking rewards and quitting smoking, and some of the variability in our ability to quit among smokers is attributable to some genetic factors, they say. So now they say the ability to quit smoking is influenced by a number of psychological, social, and environmental factors, but also genetic factors, she says. This is Karen Lehman, who is a PhD and the director of Tobacco Use Research Center at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. For some people, genetic variations may make it more difficult to quit than for someone else who smokes the same amount for the same amount of cigarettes for the same amount of time. The study findings are more applicable to quitting smoking than becoming addicted in the first place. So although we have a variety of different factors, they're saying now genetics is a component as well, and it comes down to the receptors in the brain. That's why there's a lot of natural ways to do that. But again, it's going to be harder for some than others. I still believe, with what I have seen personally in my career, just that people wanted to quit. There was something that scared them, or a life event, or they had a child die, or a husband die, or a wife die. There was some massive amount of pain or massive amount of fear that got them to the point where they just said, enough. I'm not going to smoke anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. And it was over. I've seen more people that have quit cold turkey, and it'll blow you away. I mean, somebody smokes for 20 years, and they just quit. They just say, I'm done. It's over. It's interesting how that whole thing works. But that has always been something that's amazed me. I always tell the story of my grandmother who, you know, she died at 94 but quit smoking after like 60 years or something crazy. Maybe it was 70 years at age. I mean, did they even have cigarettes back then? You just think, that's just forever ago. And as she quit at like 92, just that I'm done. Went to the hospital and I'll never forget. I was like, Granny, how'd you quit smoking? Just this cold turkey. She said it was easy. It's 2 packs a day for that long. I mean, 2 packs a day. And she said that she was really sick and went to the hospital and said, told the Lord, she said, if I don't have tuberculosis, which, of course, was probably in her day was the big fear, if I don't have tuberculosis, then I'll quit. I'll quit smoking. That's it. Well, she went in. Of course, she had like a lower left lobe pneumonia. And so she quit, came out of the hospital, and she never smoked another cigarette. She said, that's it. Done. And I just look at her, and I'm just like, that's amazing. And she's like, yeah, it was easy. And I'm amazed. And I've seen other stories like that, too. So it really does come down to the want to, no matter what. And a lot of times fear and circumstances can cause that as well, but the smoking, it is a big deal, and it will catch up with you long term. And the studies that we're seeing more and more of what it can do to the different organ systems and what it does to the brain. But not only that, what the secondhand smoke does to everyone around. You've got to think about that as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Josh, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Hi there. It's interesting. It's not what I called about, but my grandfather also quit. He's still alive. Cold turkey in 1981 after a real scare from his doctor, and I was about 3 years old, and the doctor told him, you know, if you keep smoking 3 packs a day, then you're going to be dead before this decade's out. And so he's still going, and he quit that day.
Isn't that amazing? See?
Yeah.
There you go.
And
that's a great story.
Well, you know, the other thing is he had spent some time in Norway before that. And when he came back is when he started smoking so heavily. And he could have sworn that I can't put this past the cigarette companies, but he could have sworn that the addictive properties of the cigarettes were, in America, were so much more when he got back. That he came back and he smoked about a pack a day before he left. And when he came back, he said he just could not get enough cigarettes. And so, I don't know, you know. You know, I've not researched it, but would not surprise me if they put something different in there over that time period.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, so what I'm talking about with my daughter, my stepdaughter, who is in the hospital right now. She has Salmonella D, which I don't know what the D is. I've looked on WebMD, I've looked on Wikipedia. I can't really find anything that really tells me what that is. The odd thing was is that one of the nurses said that this is a type of salmonella that spreads person to person, which does not sound right. And then secondly, you know, their course of action with her has been to put her on an IV and just kind of wait. I just feel like that's really strange. I had salmonella way back when I was in college about 10 years ago. And I really don't know how I got it either, but I do know that the doctor, you know, gave me antibiotics to get over. Gave me like a megadose. I don't know if that's what I'm worried about is that she's not receiving the standard of care that she should be getting, and You know, and I just was hoping to ask that question and get a little bit more information about Salmonella D and see what we could do with this. Is she got it when she was at her dad's over spring break. When she came home that day, it may have been during the car ride home, because we did about 10-hour car ride to bring her back, and maybe it was during the car ride home because she was already feeling ill, and she said that she'd had the diarrhea actually a couple of days before, but not
right.
Consistently, like not, you know, she'd had like an upset stomach for the last 2 days before she came home. So, you know, it's hard to track this far gone. It's been over a week now, you know, what exactly it was that gave it to her. So, any advice you could give would be, I'd be interested in it.
No, that's okay. I understand your concern. Just know that the salmonella is in all the different organisms, okay? They're broken down into what are called serogroups and serotypes. And this is way too technical, really, to get on as far as the radio goes. Well, I mean, I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. Serogroups are, there's like 50 different serogroups, and there's over to like 2,000 serotypes of the salmonella. When they do the testing, the testing now is so specific, they can get down and literally see if it's group A, B, C1, C2, D, E, V1. I mean, there's all these different what are called serogroups. And it just lets them know which way to attack it, because there's different drugs that will attack different forms of the bacteria. So certain antibiotics will be helpful for serogroup A, but might not be good for serogroup D. So there's been that much research go on with the CDC and of course the different drug companies and all that to figure out which serogroup is affected by which antibiotic. Okay, so that just kind of breaks it down. It's called typing, is what they do, and they of course it is what it says. They're finding out what type of salmonella it is, and based on what the serogroup says it is, that kind of defines treatment for it. So that's just a couple things to, I mean, if they have identified that it's serogroup D, then whatever antibiotics they have her on, guaranteed that it's for that serogroup, and that's why they typed it, because they wanted to be able to attack it in the right manner. So it sounds like she's got, I mean, it sounds like they've really got a game on as far as that goes. So I wouldn't worry about it at all. I just would make sure she's following through with the treatment, taking the things that she needs to take, and, you know, really just staying on point with that. But when it comes to the salmonella, you want to do the full course of treatment, whatever your doctors have laid out. I think that's smart and it's wise. And then rebuild the gut flora as you go, even, you know, on the back end of it if you have to, whatever has to happen. But that's the kind of the critical point, is making sure they get everything built up the way it needs to. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Quote for the day, St. Francis de Sales says this: have patience with all things, but chiefly have patience with yourself. Do not lose courage in considering your own imperfections, but instantly set about remedying them. Every day, begin a task brand new. It's a great quote. Think about it. Every day is a brand new day. Don't lose patience with yourself. Don't get frustrated because maybe you screwed up. It doesn't matter. Today is a brand new day. Focus on today. That's your real gift. And know that based on what you do today, the choices that you make, brand new choices, can determine the kind of life you're going to have. But the question is, are you making good choices? Are you still making the same old choices you've been making and expecting different results? You know that's the definition of insanity. Total insanity. So you got to change. Change the way you think. Change the way you live. New ways of doing things. That's what the show's about, too. Empowering you to find those new options. We'll be right back. Hey, Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spru seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth, and our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Nutrition, lifestyle-based care that can take you from where you are to where you need to be. And we've got a great team that can help facilitate that, and it's growing across the country every single day. Exciting stuff, especially when it comes to more natural-based care. Get the help that you need. Let's go to Tim. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah. I want to ask you about glaucoma and sure. possibility of cataracts.
Okay.
What you recommend that would be good for?
You mean just overall or what to help support or from more of a natural perspective? Are you taking any medicine right now?
Well, I'm taking some eye drops.
You are taking the drops. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things you can do. I always like to look at eye health from the inside out, not just the outside in. And most ophthalmologists will tell you that it really is important. Eye health, whatever you kind of do within the body, digestive tract and that sort of thing, is going to produce a tremendous outcome with your eyes. So lowering inflammation in the gut by the foods you're eating every single day. So low inflammatory foods is always really important to support the eyes. And also, xanthan is a big piece, and lutein. They're two components broken off of vitamin A that have been shown to be very helpful for overall eye health. Matter of fact, cod liver oil and all the fish oils are really good too, and there's a lot of good research on it. So, I mean, at the end of the day, with cataracts and glaucoma and all, you have to give the body really what it needs, high levels of antioxidants. You want to support the body in every way and, you know, cut down inflammation. Look at the different nutrients like lutein and xanthan and even the astaxanthin, which has become so popular, which is a part of the beta-carotene family. And I mean, it is one of the most potent antioxidants that we have, and people are getting really good results with it. So things for you to look into. I would definitely jump on board with that, but it's not one of those things where stop using the eye drops and you just do this. Everything works in conjunction with each other, especially for glaucoma. So right now it's more about prevention, and it's more about what you're doing on a regular basis to make sure that your body and your eyes especially has everything that they need. And it's a journey. It's not something that can happen overnight, and there's no miracle to it. It's just about putting the right stuff in and seeing how your body responds. But keep me posted. And if you don't have a good, well, you probably do have a good ophthalmologist, but see if you can find someone to give you a second opinion that has more of a natural approach. A lot of folks out there doing that now. And I think you'll get some good answers. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Shane. Hi, Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
I've got a 7-year-old special needs boy that has severe problems with constipation, and to the degree of, I would say, we have to give him an enema about every 10 days or so.
Wow.
And we've tried everything, and we're kind of at the end of our rope trying to figure out what to do to help him.
Yeah, I understand. No, that can be a challenge. How's his diet overall?
It's actually very good. He eats vegetables very well. We've tried everything. We've done the bran cereal, dates and prunes, flaxseed, even Miralax. I mean, we've done stool softener, but he eats whatever you put in front of him as far as that goes, and he'll eat carrots and peas and broccoli and all that stuff. He actually loves vegetables.
But for some reason, he's still constipated, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how, but he
does he exercise?
Well, he runs pretty much wherever he goes. Like I said, he's kind of special needs. And,
yeah, I understand. I get it.
He does exercise, but we have to restrict it a little bit because he'll just take off, you know?
I get it. Well,
but he loves to walk. He loves to run.
He drinks plenty of water.
Yeah, I tell you what, ever since he was young, he wouldn't drink a lot of water, and so we give about a fourth of a cup of apple juice with no sugar added, and the rest of it's water. The doctors had actually said, well, just give him water and he'll drink, and we did that and ended up in the hospital because he was dehydrated and because he wouldn't drink. So
unless you put a little bit of sugar in there from the fruit, he won't drink it.
Right.
And sometimes,
he loves milk, but he won't. We've actually pretty much cut the milk out as well, just because we felt like that was a source.
Yeah, no. Even the apple juice though is known to be helpful in moving the bowel, so I'm not real overly concerned about that. If that's what he has to have, there is a really good product that helps with constipation. Matter of fact, I've never really seen it not work. It just helps cleanse the digestive tract. A byproduct of it is people that get constipated, it can be helpful. But it does work very well. It's called Cleanse Balance. And it's at lifestylesearch.org. And it's a really good product. But I'll tell you some foods that can help too, okay? Foods that are very helpful for just kind of like overall constipation, that sort of thing. Digestive-related issues are beets, red beets. And they've been known for that for a long period of time. So you get a real beet. Really don't do the canned ones. You want to get the real beet itself, steam it, and then slice it up, put it maybe over a salad or with his vegetables at night. The red dye in the beets stimulates motility within the small intestine, the colon, and within the digestive tract, and helps stimulate the bowel movements the next morning. So people that get heavily constipated do really well on these red beets. So something to think about. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition. Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.